A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel, Rosh Hashanah 3a, pagination, page 5. Towards the bottom of the page, 5 lines up, Amar Rav Chista tells us, Lo Shanu, we did not learn this principle, Ela L'malcha Yisrael, except for the Jewish kings. The principle is that the new year is counted from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and if a king was coronated any time before Nisan, when Nisan comes, he's starting his second year. That's true by Jewish kings, or in the way the Gemara sometimes talks, like a negative, we did not learn this except by Jewish kings. Aval malchei umos ha'olam, but for kings of the nations of the world, meaning a non-Jewish king, mitishrei maninon, we would count their years from Tishrei. And therefore, if he becomes king before Tishrei, then by Tishrei, he would be counted already to be in the second year. But if he would be king in Adar, for example, nothing is going to change in the number of years of his kingdom just because Rosh Chodesh Nisan came. When Rosh Chodesh Tishrei comes, that's when he will start the second year in the count of his monarchy. Where do we see this principle that when we're counting for non-Jewish kings, we count from Tishrei, or let's say it more specifically, at least that we should know that we don't count from Nisan. So let's turn the page and we'll see the proof from the first two chapters in the book of Nehemiah. We're on the fifth line in Amud Beis, and the Gemara says, D'tanya, we learnt. Devarim she'omar Hanani l'Nechemya b'Kislev, the things that were related by Hanani to Nehemiah in the month of Kislev, just to put a mind frame on this Hanukkah time, even though there was no Hanukkah yet in the time of Nehemiah, but just to put it, when during the year are we referring to? Amron Nehemiah Lamelech ben Nisan. Nehemiah told the king Nisan in the month of Nisan, meaning it had already passed Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And if we were dealing with a king whose monarchy numbers change in the month of Nisan, so whatever year the conversation between Hanani and Nehemiah happened in the month of Kislev, whatever year that is, it's going to be the next year if you're in middle of the month of Nisan. And therefore, since the psukim indicate that it was the same 20th year to the king, it becomes clear that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not the demarcation to change the year number of the king. And the Gemara tells us, in the name of Rav Chista, that it's Tishrei that the number would change. Let's do a drop of background here, though, so that we understand the psukim and the inference which the Gemara draws from them. Nehemiah lived at the time that they were considering, they wanted to build the second Beis HaMikdash. In other words, in time of history, we're dealing with the first Beis HaMikdash having been destroyed. They are already in Galus, in Bavel, for a period of time. And a message comes from the people of Yerushalayim who had remained through Hanani, a friend of Nehemiah's, to Nehemiah, who was in Bavel in the court of the local king. with a message from Yerushalayim that they are not faring well, that it's tough, it's difficult. Nehemiah works for the king, he's a servant of the king, and Nehemiah orchestrates a way at the right time to bring up the topic to the king, and basically he wanted permission to be able, as a leader, as a capable person, to go to Yerushalayim and help them rebuild the community and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara tells us, Devarim she'amar Hanani l'Nehemiah b'Kislev. What happened in the conversation between Hanani and Nehemiah in the month of Kislev? She'nemar, it went like this. First perek in Nehemiah. Divri Nehemiah ben Chachalya v'yihi b'chodesh Kislev shnas esrim. It was the 20th year of the local king. V'aniyah yisi b'shushan habira. I was in Shushan, the capital. Vayavo Hanani echad me'achihu va'anoshim Yehuda. He and some other people from Yehuda came from the place, Yehuda. Va'ashalim ala Yehudim hapleta shanisharu menashevi va'al Yerushalayim. And I asked them regarding the remnants of Israel that were still there. Vayomru li. And they told me, Hanesharam Hashanesharu Menashevi Sham B'medina B'ra'a Gidola Uvecherpa. The people who remain are in difficult straits and they're disgraced. V'chomas Yerushalayim Mifaratzes. And the wall of Yerushalayim is breached. U'sha'rea Netzesu V'esh. And everything has been dealt with fire. That difficult communication, Amran Nehemiah Lamelech ben Nisan. Nehemiah decided to relate it to the king a few months later in the month of Nisan. Shenemar, in the second perek of Nehemiah, the pasuk says, Vayihi b'chodesh Nisan shnas esrim la'ar sasto. It was the 20th year of the king, Hamelech. Yayin lefonov. There was wine in front of him. It was a good time. Ve'eso es hayayin, I brought the wine. Ve'etan al ha-melech, I gave it to the king. Ve'lo ha-yisi ra lefanov. And I never had a bad countenance in front of the king, except for today. But usually, I was always pleasant. You'll remember the words of Yosef in Parshas Vayeshev, even though he was in a difficult situation. He was in prison, and the people around him were in prison, but Yosef sees the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOfim, the two ministers there in prison, that they look depressed, and he asks them, Madu apneichem ra'im ayom? Why are you looking sad? So Ramatusio Solomon asks, I mean, why are they looking sad? They're in prison, why shouldn't they look sad? But apparently, Yosef and the people in Yosef's prison were not sad. They were not despondent people. Yosef uplifted them. People had reason to be glad for whatever life they had, and they were happy people. They did not look depressed, to the point that Yosef had the right to ask somebody, why are you looking sad? It's a tremendous lesson. Nehemiah says on himself, normally, even though I'm in Galus, even though it was difficult, so many Jews suffered terribly during this time, but lo hayisi ra lefanav, normally I always had a pleasant face about me, and therefore, on this particular day, it was very unusual. Vayomer li ha-melech, and the king said to me, Madu apneichem ra'im? Why are you looking bad today? Why are you looking sad? V'ata'im chachole, you're not sick. Ein zekim ra'lev, something's on your heart, the king detected. Vo'ira harbe mi'od, I was very fearful. Va'omar la'melech, I said to the king, ha'melech la'olam yichya, may the king live forever, as in long live the king. Madu'a la yiru ponei asher o'ir beis kivro savosai chor va'usharea uchlu ba'ish. The city that was the burial place of my fathers, meaning my ancestral home, is destroyed, it's fire damaged. Vayomer li ha-melech. So the king said to me, Al mazeh ata mevakish. So what are you asking? What's your request? So the pasuk says, Vaspalel Elokei Hashamayim va'omar la-melech. I davened to Hashem, and I said to the king. So there's a bit of discussion here. What does it mean, I davened to Hashem? The Evan Ezra there on the pasuk says, Ukvar hispalalti, I had already davened. In other words, Nehemiah knew that by allowing his emotions of sadness to show, he's setting himself up that the king is going to ask what's up and he's going to have to make his request. So he already davened before this event, anticipating what was going to happen. He davened that everything should go smoothly. There are others, Mutzudas David among them, who learned that as he stood in front of the king and saw where this was going, he davened to Hashem a silent prayer in his heart without being perceptible to the king, but he davened to Hashem. And this would be a fascinating source if a person is not capable of davening audibly. Rachmana Litzlan, God protect, but a person after a stroke, for example, if they can't be audible, so it's davening in one's heart is more than just, well, hey, do the best you can, which is true, but it actually may have a source in Tanakh of a silent prayer. Va'omar la'melech, I said to the king, Ma'omar la'melech tov, if it's good by the king, v'im yetiv avdecha lefanecha asher tishlacheni al Yehuda v'al ir kirva savosai v'evnena, you should send me to the city of my ancestors and allow me to rebuild it. And the pasuk continues that they asked him, how long do you need? And v'yishlacheni v'etna lo zman, and he was given approval to go. Again, going back to the reason that we got onto this topic, Rav Chisda tells us that when you're dealing with a non-Jewish king, the change of year of his monarchy occurs in Tishrei, not in Nisan. And we see that clearly from these psukim, because Nehemiah says, I was informed the information in the 20th year of the king in the month of Kislev, and I related it to him in middle of the month of Nisan of the 20th year of his reign. And you see that came Nisan, it did not become the 21st year of his reign. So clearly, Nisan is not the change, but rather, as we're saying, Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah l'malachim when you're dealing with a non-Jewish king. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.